celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio. Here are your hosts, Al Abrams and Judy Francis.
We live right down the street from a dog that has three legs.
He doesn't even know it. He gets along just fine.
It's amazing.
I know.
If it was a human, they would be bitching and moaning.
Oh,
about
yeah.
It.
Complain.
But dogs don't seem to do that, do they?
Not at all.
I've seen a few of them. And of course, occasionally there's, cancer is a big thing that often leads to amputation of a leg for dogs. And many owners think, oh, well, that's the time to put them down.
Yeah, they think
actually,
it's a death sentence that the dog can't survive without its leg, that a dog is meant to have four legs.
That's not true. True. Absolutely not. In fact, we bring it on Jim Nelson. Is he on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Jim Nelson is joining us. He's created a website called tripods.com. Now, this is spelled TRIPADS.
How cute.
.com. I'll ask him why he decided to spell it that way. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks for having me. We're always happy to share what's going on with the tripod community.
Yeah, what is going on with the tripod community? And tell us a little bit about your situation and how you decided to create this website.
Sure. And to make a long story short, in 2006, our dog Jerry was diagnosed with cancer and given just a couple months to live. So my wife and I decided to sell nearly everything we owned and hit the road with him and traveled the country together as a pack.
Wow.
And so we set up a little website to kind of document his progress.
That seems like a very abbreviated version of your story, if I might say so. And did you at any time think that you were going to put Jerry down?
You know, we actually did. We almost didn't go through with it, and it wasn't a matter of putting him down, but more taking the palliative care route. And that was an option. Just kind of medicate him, and he would have lived a few weeks. And as it turned out, the amputation took care of the pain, got rid of that, and he ended up living almost 2 years.
After the amputation is when you sold everything and then you bought an RV, is that correct?
That is correct, because we were told he had just a few months to live, and in our case, it would have been, you know, a few hours round trip to do chemotherapy every couple of weeks, so we decided to focus on quality of life instead of quantity.
So you just you quit your jobs and hit the road and...
an RV.
Yes, we did, and in fact, we're still traveling with our new three-legged dog, Wyatt.
You have a new three-legged. You're collecting three-legged dogs?
Well, once you have a three-legged dog, we decided you could never go back. And once the tripod community had grown, we figured we needed a new spokespup, too.
Tell me a little bit about Jerry. Does Jerry mind that he's missing a leg? Does he know that he's missing a leg?
You know, Jerry never minded one bit. One thing we like to say is that it's better to hop on three legs than limp on four. And that's because when he had the remaining leg, it was very painful, and he minded that. But once the leg was gone, he bounced back immediately. And he was a new dog. He never knew that he was missing a leg. We believe his life on the road kind of gave him reason to live.
Sure.
And adventure. And when the cancer did metastasize, we started him on what a protocol called Metronomics, which is a low-dose chemo pill we could give to him on the road. And we think that bought him another 8 months or so.
Let's give out the website. This is very encouraging. If you have an animal that has cancer or you feel that you may have to amputate the leg of one of your animals and you're kind of down about it, think that might be the end of their life, it isn't. Check out the website, tripods.com. That's spelled TRIPADS.com. Why that name?
Well, when we did Jerry's amputation at UC Davis, medical teaching school in California, we heard the text referring to tripod dogs because of the three legs. And we decided to kind of empower that name rather than making it kind of a different thing, and spelt it with a unique spelling.
Okay. We are losing you right now, but I'm going to go ahead and refer people to your website there, and we appreciate you taking time to join us today.
Thank you very much. I apologize for the connection.
No problem. I understand how that cell phone can be every once in a while. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with anyone of the Dream Team right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.